Great to have you with us here on WPR News. Larry Mueller here, turning our attention to solar. And we've got a small village of Deerfield, Wisconsin, located east of Madison, has several solar projects that have saved local governments as much as $1 million in energy costs since 2018. There was a nonprofit organization involved with this, and they are helping install solar projects really across the state. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Jackie Harrison Jewell, who is executive director of the Couillard Solar Foundation. Couillard Foundation is a nonprofit, promotes the expansion of solar energy in the state. And I'm wondering, is your home or business powered by solar energy, or maybe your school? Do you want to know how to get affordable solar panels installed? You can join in. The number's 800-642-1234, or you could send an email to talk@wpr.org. That's talk@wpr.org. Jackie, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today in the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Couillard Solar Foundation is a nonprofit, and it's based in Deerfield, East Madison. Talk about what the foundation does.
Sure. The foundation was started in 2018 by Cal and Lori Couillard. Cal sold a business of his and invested a good portion of that business into the foundation with the goal of helping Wisconsin nonprofits get access to solar power. Largely that was due at the time to the fact that while there were tax credits available for private individuals and for businesses, nonprofits couldn't take advantage of that. And nonprofits themselves serve a huge role in helping communities across the state. Organizations like schools, homeless shelters, food banks, churches, all of them have really important missions, but a lot of times they really couldn't justify or afford what it would take to convert to solar. So our organization supports two grant programs. One is called Solar for Good, and Solar for Good helps service-oriented nonprofits, like many of the ones that I mentioned. Solar on Schools is our second grant program, and that one supports private schools from K-12 through universities. Over the course of the 6 or 7 years that we've been in business, we have helped over 275 organizations get access to solar, and the amount of energy that's being produced by these arrays is now more than 14 megawatts of solar power.
14 megawatts?
Yeah.
That's a lot of megawatts.
That's a lot. That's a lot of power. Yes, it's true. I don't have at my fingertips how many homes that would power. But a couple of years ago, before Wisconsin started installing these large solar farms, we actually CSF projects comprised about 1% of all the solar power that was on the Wisconsin grid. So we've made we are very proud of the fact that we've made a real impact on solar adoption. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why we focus on nonprofits is because nonprofits is really trusted organizations within their communities. We know that when the nonprofit accepts solar and installs it and can see the benefits of it, a lot of times their communities, if it's a church, it's their, it's their congregation, if it's a school, the parents and children, they see that impact of solar and they become more comfortable with it and more comfortable with that idea of the importance and benefits of solar power for them and for their homes.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. If somebody does something and you look at it and maybe I could do that too.
Exactly.
Aaron in Oshkosh has a question. Let's go there. Aaron, hi.
Yes, hello. Good day, everyone. Thank you very much for doing the show and taking my call. I hope that you are all well.
We are indeed. What's on your mind?
All right. I'll cut to the quick. There are a couple things I'd like to bring up. One of them is the what I think is the most important. In disclaimer, I will tell you that I am a proponent of what I call point of use production, point of use consumption when it comes to renewable energy. And that's because last time I checked, at least about 61% of the electricity is lost to ground when it goes to high voltage transmission. It's one of the only consumer products that loses the vast majority of its product before it gets to market. So with that said, one of the things that bothers me and is an endemic problem in the industry, and I think is personally false advertising, is the way that the utilities present their bills to their customers. If you look at these bills, you see a nominal rate of 10, 12 cents an AC kilowatt, as an example, that the client is getting charged for their electricity. And then on top of that is the vast majority of the bill, which they hide in service fees, peak demands, and other things. And it really skews the general consumption, the general public's understanding of their utility bill. Because,
bills and billing here, Aaron, I want to, we've only got a few minutes for the show, so I want to move along and ask about bills and billing when it comes to solar itself, Jackie.
Right. If I interpret somewhat what you're getting at, I think it is important for people to understand that it certainly could be a better situation for, in the industry, solar arrays are often called, solar arrays owned by individuals and businesses are often called DERs, or distributed energy resources. And I think that there could be a situation where the payback from the utility company to the solar array owner, could be more advantageous. But there are other benefits for installing solar as well. And one of them is that when you have solar power, the caller is right. That power is being produced locally. It does not have to travel from any energy production site. It's pretty much right there. And it's available for the owner of the solar array to use. And then whatever they don't use is put back onto the grid and is used by their neighbors. So it is a real advantage for a community to have solar in that community, because it adds extra power to the grid. And then that power is available to anyone who needs to use it.
I want to go back to Deerfield for a minute, because there are so many stories that you could tell about. I mean, just explain what's happened in Deerfield over these years since 2018.
Oh, sure. Yeah, this is great. So we have what we call in Deerfield. Deerfield is a little village. It's about 3,000 people. And we have over 600 kilowatts of solar power, which I know it's hard sometimes to visualize that, but that's a pretty big chunk of solar power. There are several installations. There's a large installation on the roof of the high school. There is what's called a ground mount installation by the wastewater treatment plant. And then in other places, there are some test sites. One of the things, we're kind of geeky about solar and we love to learn more about it. So we've got a couple of there's an installation by the Deerfield Garage, which is are two identical solar arrays, one of which has monofacial solar panels and the other has bifacial solar panels. And bifacial solar panels means that it produces power from the front and the back of the solar panel. And the reason why we did that for that installation is we did it so we could test how much more power a bifacial solar array can produce than a monofacial solar array in exactly the same situation. And then we have the inverters, which are the things that convert solar energy into something that is usable by a building. And so they're side by side on the outside of the building so that anyone who is interested can go up and see at any given time how much power is being produced by these two identical arrays, but one with two different kinds of solar panels right next to each other. So the reason why we have all of these arrays all around the village is both to support the village, to create a situation for a small municipality that, you know, doesn't have a lot of income and find ways for them to save money, but also to be an example to the rest of the state and to the world that solar power is actually really valuable on many scales. It can be just as valuable for a small village as it is for a large urban community. And it's pretty easy to do. The other part of this solar tour, and this is a tour, it's like a self-guided tour. If you are interested in coming to Deerfield, you can take advantage of that and go around and see all of these yourself. We also have, as part of that tour, solar canopies, which are an invention of our founder, Cal Couillard, and his partner, Amr Arafat. These canopies are designed to make solar beautiful. They are pavilions, really, essentially, that produce power. So it creates a community space, it creates a great environment, but it also produces power for the community.
That's really fascinating. Mark in Wisconsin Dells has a question for you. Let's go there. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Larry. Yeah, I've got solar panels on my roof, and I've had them for several years. I think they produce about 50% of my electricity. And I see other arrays around that are mounted on the ground. And I just have often wondered, could I get electrocuted by fooling around with these solar panels?
No. I mean, obviously, we don't encourage people to go and fool around with a solar array. There is electricity there, and it is really important to be respectful of that. But solar arrays are safe. They are designed to be outdoors, obviously. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to collect sunlight. And they're designed to be safe for people to be around them. I definitely do not advocate, climbing up on a solar array or anything like that. You don't need to brush the snow off your array. You don't need to really deal with it at all. One thing you do want to monitor with a solar array is to monitor that it's working regularly. So if you are a homeowner, check your dashboard. Usually there's an online dashboard that shows that your array is producing power. Check that regularly, because if something were to happen, say with the inverter or with a connection, that would be a way for you to know. And then you could respond to and have that corrected right away and get the most of your array that you can.
Mark, thank you again. Louise wonders, Their roof is 15 years old. Are they still eligible to have solar installed?
Well, that's a really good question. We do not generally. You don't want to put a solar array on an older roof. You want your roof to be pretty new. I would say probably 5 years or young or less. And the reason for that is that while the solar array can shelter the roof underneath it to some extent, I mean, you will have to eventually have that roof replaced, right? I mean, I think lots of times they recommend right about 15 years to replace. And so you'd have to pay to have that array taken off, your roof replaced and put back on. So that is a thought. But there is also, if you are in an opportunity, if you have the yard space or you have the grounds to do that, there's also the ground mount option, which doesn't require you to replace your roof, and you can still take advantage of the benefits of solar.
Yeah, I have a friend who has that situation and has been very, very happy over the years with the results, and it's sitting out in the lawn area.
Yeah, they're great.
Paul in the Rockland area has a question. Hi, Paul.
Hello, how are you?
Good, appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
I have a parcel of land. It's about 10 acres. It faces south at about a 40-degree angle, and I've always thought, boy, this is pretty ideal, I would think, for solar. And I don't know if there's until I win the lottery, I personally can't develop it. But is there any organization, anybody looking to invest in that kind of property to give me a rule? You know, it's just too far out. I need to be closer to a big city. Is it too big a property? I don't know.
Sure. What you're talking about is something that's commonly called potentially either a community solar, which is a relative, you know, it's not as large as a solar farm, but it's, you know, smaller. And that's something where they could build a ground mount array, and that could be then invested by people invest in it and they get the benefit of that power. Or a solar farm, and that would be a situation where a developer would approach you, and those can be pretty large. They can, for example, last year the PSC, the Public Service Commission, approved a solar farm that was one of the largest in the state. I think that if you are interested in something like that, you could reach out to a potential solar developer and see if there was something, you know, if somebody was interested in that. Generally, those are fairly large projects, and they take a while to develop.
Yeah. And solar developers like that, I mean, where would you go to find something?
I mean, that's not my area of expertise. Yeah. I'm not sure. Who to approach. You could reach out to an organization like Renew Wisconsin, which is a policy organization for clean energy.
Yeah, that makes very good sense. Paul, thank you so much for calling. Now, as you know, you're working, the Kuyar Solar Foundation, it works with nonprofits, and I'm sure there are people that are members of nonprofits, and by a nonprofit, that can be a church, it could be a school, it could be pretty much any kind of government building.
Absolutely. Yeah, we call those folks champions. And, if you have an organization that you think would benefit by having a solar array, or your organization's been talking about one, we recommend that you take a look at you can come to our website, which is CoolYardSolarFoundation.org, or, even just Google Solar for Good or Solar on Schools, because we partner with, Solar for Good, we partner with Renew Wisconsin, and Solar on Schools, we partner with the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, or MREA. There are application periods. In fact, coming up on April 1st is the application period for the spring round of solar grant application review for Solar for Good. And we're actually currently in the process of an application period for Solar on Schools. For both of those organizations, the grant period is two times a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. And if your organization is interested in how do I get to that point, you certainly can contact either us or those organizations. We'd be happy to walk you through the process. We love working with champions, because usually those folks are really, really committed and are very interested in helping their organization, get that solar.
And it's a kind of a cost sharing opportunity, isn't it?
Or what the grant opportunity is, that we grant up to half of the solar panels an organization needs for their array. So there are some size limitations, but most arrays fall well within that, up to half. And so that actually, it just really reduces the initial cost of the array for the organization. That, in addition to the Inflation Reduction Act tax credits for nonprofits, the 30%, which and in some cases possibly more, is still legally available to all nonprofits. Then and there are some other benefits that they can get, so it can really bring the price down for a nonprofit to do that, to build that solar array on their property.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. And you work with Trinsolar, if I'm not mistaken, you have a partnership with them. And Trinsolar,
Trina Solar. We actually got a wonderful donation from them at the end of the year last year. They donated a few thousand solar panels to us. They had a situation where they were looking to donate solar panels. We were happy to take them. These solar panels can be used in different projects, but we are dedicating a good chunk of those to a new program that we have called the Wisconsin Solar for Homes Project, where we're partnering with another nonprofit, who Cooley Cap in La Crosse, that provides weatherization services to low and middle income folks in the Vernon County region. And we're going to be providing those solar panels to them so that they can reduce the cost for putting solar on their homes and thus lower their energy burden.
And which projects, what projects are you working on right now?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. There are several schools, actually probably a good one to tell you about. We just are working right now at the process of putting in CESA 10 is an organization that helps schools get access to like energy efficiency type programs. So we have a sort of a project in the La Crosse area, not just in La Crosse, but the La Crosse area. There's several schools that are putting on arrays and we are... they are going to be installing solar arrays, some fairly good size ones. There's about 10 of them involved in this. And then those schools are going to be able to, you know, get the solar arrays up and running. And then they can also incorporate, as part of this process, incorporate information about clean energy and solar into their curriculum for their students.
So that's great. And I know you're working on some projects in Madison.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, places you can see in Madison is, we did this one last summer, was the Dane County Humane Society. They actually used one of our canopies to create a flight pen for the rehabilitation of raptors and wild birds. And so this is a really cool thing. It's a structure. It's not technically a building because it's not really it's enclosed, but only just to keep the birds in place. And it's powered, and the power produced by that structure also then supports the electrical use of the Humane Society.
That is really cool. And again, Kuliar, to get to, we'll probably have up on our today's program, we'll have a link on the Larry Mueller Show for it. But Couillard is French, so it's Couillard.
Yep. CouillardSolarFoundation.org. And we have a lot of information on our website about our projects and also some information about some of the benefits of solar and different mm-hmm. ways you can reach out to us. I also am happy, I tell people this all the time, I'm happy to do presentations to organizations or groups who are interested. And so we have done several of those over the years, and that's something, another thing, we love to talk about the benefits of solar.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. You're doing some really great work, Jackie, and the Couillard Foundation, Solar Foundation, certainly is as well. And I really appreciate your time today and hope we can do this again down the road.
I hope so, too. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Jackie Harrison-Jewell is the executive director of the Couillard Solar Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization, promotes the expansion of solar energy, and they work with nonprofits. So if you got a school or a church or whatever, you might go online to their website and see how you might be even able to apply for some of those funds. Coming up, we're going to take a look at Aldo Leopold. This is Aldo Leopold Week, and looking forward to that. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News.